We're going to move to item 15, Swan Lake. This is a land exchange, and I believe we're going to have Ryan on virtually.
All right, good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Can you guys see my screen okay?
Yes.
All right, very good. Yeah, Ryan Wenninger, Habitat Program Administrator. I got three different agenda items here for you today dealing with some land like Game Fish and Parks is dealing with. The first one here, agenda item 15, is the Swan Lake Land Exchange up in Walworth County. Brought this one to you at your last meeting. The property there is 3 miles northwest of Hovind. Acquired a 100-acre parcel of some property there back in the 40s. Access to this location currently is a narrow strip, 33 feet wide, running in from the gravel road there. Again, through some survey work, discovered that this access that reaches the rest of the main portion of the GPA there does run through a front yard of a hunting lodge and just in a not ideal spot location-wise. And so there is a mutual interest there to move the access a little bit further south, south of an existing fence line to minimize some issues there with users going through the front yard. And then also it would just improve access along that fence line and avoid a wetland on the east side of it that during wet years makes the larger portion of the GPA inaccessible with vehicles and things of that nature for our staff to control weeds and things along those lines. The parcels are equal in size. We had some survey work done. They're a third of an acre in size each. We did have an appraiser take a look at them and determine that they were of equal value. And with that, I would stand by for any questions. And if there's not any, ask you to adopt resolution 25-03, which states that the property here that we would acquire is of more a better use and purpose of what we're looking for to serve the public and of equal value. And then that you direct us to proceed with the steps here needed to make the land exchange.
Very good. Any questions or comments for Ryan? Seeing no questions or comments, we need a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of adopting the Swan Lake Land Exchange signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted. Very good. And then, Ryan, we can move directly to 16.
Very good. We'll continue on with agenda item 16. This one here is a disposal of property up in Falk County. This property here is around Lake Falkton, or the parcels that we're looking to dispose of are around Lake Falkton. Lots were acquired back in the 40s, some of them in the 70s. This was originally on our disposal list back in 2021, but discovered some encroachment issues, some boundary problems, and just a lot of things to resolve there before we could proceed with disposal of it. And so staff have worked through those issues, done a lot of survey work, met with a lot of landowners up there. The commission, a couple of commission members had taken a site visit, those types of things. And now we're at the point we're ready to proceed with taking action, I guess. Approximately 25 acres of land there total between all the different groups. We've grouped the different lots into 19 groups total. There's some varying degrees of utilities available on the various different sites. Some have electric only, some water and electric, and some with no utilities at all. We did take into some consideration retaining some shore fishing access there. So on the map there, and kind of the northwest part of the lake, Parks does own some property along the golf course there where there is a handicap fishing dock. And then there's a boat ramp on the north side of the lake that is scheduled to have some maintenance and work done in the near future. And then we would still retain property on the east side along the dam there for some shore fishing opportunity for our users. Appraisals have been completed. And on this slide here, there's a breakdown of each group on what the appraised values have been determined to be. On the map there on the right and further right, I guess, you can kind of see the different groups that we propose to dispose of. And with that, I would stand by for questions, but also ask you to adopt resolutions 25-04, which states that we're departments allowed to sell real property that's no longer needed for game fish and parks purposes. And then we've determined that these portions of Lake Falkton are no longer serving as wildlife habitat or public hunting opportunity as intended, and that you hereby direct us as a department to move forward with the disposal process as stated in codified law.
Very good. Any questions or comments for Ryan on the Falk County property disposal? Commissioner Locken?
Yes, Ryan, Commissioner Locken here. Let's go to a specific lot here. Oh, by the way, I'm in favor of doing this. This is a great idea. I'm all in on it. But I just want to make sure it's done fairly for all parties involved. Lot 43, I think it's in Group 3. Could you look at that for me?
Yes, I don't know if I can zoom into it exactly, but go ahead.
Are there any restrictions on that sale? I think there was a house on some property there that probably was encroaching. Is that the lot there?
Yes, there was some. That is a cabin that essentially has been encroached on about 6 feet onto lot number 43. And that one there, trying to remember if we have an easement with that one or not. Is Dan Sternhagen by chance online? That can be phone a friend here.
We are looking. Stand by. Yeah, Commissioner Locken will ask an additional question, comment here.
I got one more question. Are there some issues where some existing people have got the right to buy it after the sale? Do they have right of refusal on it or something like that? What will the process be on a lot like that where somebody has got an existing cabin?
Sure. So the process is we would send it to public auction, and whoever would bid on it would have to reach appraised value for that sale to go through. So they would have to bid the minimum bid, which would be the appraised value. And in that case, which I believe there is an easement on this one where we essentially granted the landowner an easement for their encroachment. In that case, someone else could potentially buy that lot if they so choose. But that person would still have an easement for their encroachment onto our property, if that makes sense. So that they wouldn't be required to remove that. It'd be similar to a driveway or anything else that, they're not going to be required to remove it, if that makes sense.
Okay. So there's no other rights beyond that. Am I correct on that?
Correct. So that someone else could potentially bid on it and buy that lot if they so choose outside of that homeowner.
And it'll be the high bidder that gets it?
Correct. Per South Dakota codified law, that's what we're required to follow, and it has to meet that minimum appraised value to be able to be sold.
Okay. Thank you. I had a little confusion on that. I apologize.
No, thank you.
Were we able to determine if the individual Ryan was looking for is online? Sounds like he is online, Ryan.
Very good.
Are we in communication with him? You are? Okay. So, Ryan, the individual is online if you wanted to phone a friend again.
Yeah, if Dan's online, Madam Chair, I'd like to just ask him to see if he can confirm that there is an easement on that lot. Be lot 43.
We're working on an answer. Stand by here. We may have to get that answer later. Let's see here. Okay.
Madam Chair, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm looking at an office remodel here. The question was Group 3, Lot 43?
Correct.
Yes, there is an easement on that. That would be Tom Edgar's easement. There's like a half a cabin that's built onto the property, butts off a little bit to the south, and then basically squares off up to the road.
Okay,
thank you. Nonetheless, it goes to the high bidder. The existing person that's had the encroachment doesn't have any special rights on it.
Through the chair.
Yes, please.
Yeah, Commissioner, it would definitely go public auction, highest bidder. There's no, you know, preferred option to that particular easement holder, I guess, for that cabin, if that answers your question.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Thank you both. Ryan, I do have a question. The commissioners received an email from an individual with the South Dakota Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, and perhaps the department received the same question. I just wonder if you had a response. The individual is suggesting that we consider public short fishing access and maybe holding back a couple of lots for that public access. I don't know if the department received that same email, but thoughts on that consideration from this South Dakota Backcountry Hunters and Anglers group.
Yeah, Madam Chair, so as mentioned, we did receive that same comment, and we did have some internal discussion around that. And like mentioned, visiting with some of our fisheries folks and access folks up there, there is, like I mentioned, a handicap access dock there or pier up by the park property on the northwest side of the lake. The park will remain ownership of that property along there and still allow shore fishing access. And then the dock, the boat ramp area, I guess I should say, will also offer opportunity. And then along the east side, we would still retain a shoreline there along the dam for shoreline fishing opportunities, so that there is still some opportunity there for people who may not have a boat but still want to recreate through shore fishing. That answers your question.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. With that, any additional questions, comments? Commissioner White.
Madam Chair, thank you. You know, when you offer something like that, there's maybe a question or two that comes up. Is there a telephone number or a contact person if someone wanted to had a question on any of this real estate?
To the chair?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd be open to any comment through any of our systems, I guess. We will be, once we get closer to the auction phase, we will be pushing out several public notices as we have in the past to let everybody know, hey, these are going to be available. There is a South Dakota codified law requiring us to post a certain number of publications and newspapers and press releases. So I think that, along with the auction company that we'll be working with, would provide information as to a direct contact to myself or others as needed to answer any questions anybody may have who are looking at potentially purchasing some of those lots.
Follow up?
Yes, please.
Then at this time, have you had some kind of idea about when this auction is going to happen?
To the chair?
Yes.
Yeah, we would be looking towards probably the midsummer time frame. We would want to give time for our auction company that we select to have some time to get the publications out there and make sure that everybody's aware of the opportunities and advertise enough so that we have obviously several different groups here. We'd like to make sure that we get them all sold if possible at one go if we can. So that'd be our intent, is probably midsummer sometime. Just kind of depends on how long the auction company feels like they need to get the word out. So.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just looking for a general idea. Thank you.
Very good. Additional questions, comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion to adopt the Fault County land disposal and a second. Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Locken. All those in favor of adopting the Fault County land disposal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. With that, we'll move on to item number 17, Spink County land disposal. Ryan.
Very good. Moving on to this one. This one here is, like you mentioned, in Spink County. The property here is about 2.5 miles southwest of Twin Lakes, New Tulare. There was, in the 1930s to the 1950s, some construction of some structures off of Turtle Creek there. The structures have since been removed in February of 2023. GFP, once these structures have been removed, has no longer has a need for these particular parcels of land. Again, the appraised value on these two here for both parcels is a total of $4,500, the west parcel being 2.28 acres and the east parcel being just over an acre. Right now, there's limited access to these properties. We have spoke with the individual landowner there who does have an interest in potentially bidding on this, these at public auction. And with that, I'd ask you to adopt Resolution 25-05. Similar to Lake Folkton, determined that these properties are no longer needed for the intended purposes, and that you advise us or direct us to continue with the disposal.
Questions on Resolution 25-05? Comments? Seeing none, we do need a motion to adopt the resolution. So moved. Moved by Commissioner Bartling. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. All those in favor of adopting Resolution 25-05, which is the Spink County Land Disposal, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan.